From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Ethiopia today, trying to resolve issues in two African nations that have bedeviled much of the continent. She urged countries to break with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and pressure him to stop attacking civilians. And she called on the north and south of Sudan to quickly resolve their differences as the south prepares to become the world's newest country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Clinton was the first Secretary of State to visit the African Union headquarters, and she came with the message that regional leaders should learn something from the Arab uprisings.
If you believe that the freedoms and opportunities that we speak about as universal should not be shared by your own people, men and women equally, or if you do not desire to help your own people work and live with dignity, you are on the wrong side of history, and time will prove that.
Diplomats did clap and laugh at a few moments when the lights went out and Clinton kept going, and when she pointed out that there are still too many leaders in Africa who think democracy means one election, one time. But they were fairly silent when she appealed to them to break with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
I urge all African states to call for a genuine ceasefire and to call for Gaddafi to step aside. I also urge you to suspend the operations of Gaddafi's embassies in your countries, to expel pro-Gaddafi diplomats, and to increase contact and support for the Transitional National Council.
That's the rebel government trying to oust Gaddafi. As Clinton herself pointed out, there are strong disagreements over how to deal with Gaddafi, who over the years has bankrolled the African Union and supported many member countries, even paying their AU and United Nations membership dues.
Your words and your actions could make the difference in bringing this situation to finally close.
Her visit came as African leaders struggled to keep the peace between North and South Sudan. Here in the hotel lobby, Clinton met with the leader of South Sudan and separately with an advisor to Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Bashir had left earlier in the day, and a volcano ash cloud near Ethiopia forced Clinton and her staff to cut short her diplomatic push as well. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.